Welcome to the Midday Mingle.
Triple M.
On Triple M? Okay, we're on Triple Asia. Don't switch over to Triple M. This is where you want to be. We are from Studio Arts. Studio Arts is a non-profit organization that provides creative programs for people with disabilities. Now, what have we got on our show today, Will?
First up, we have Love Tips with Mark and Louise.
Yes, we have.
That's you. What are we talking about today?
Love.
Of course we are.
And then we have Cooking with Pickles.
Chinkiev.
Is that what Chinkiev? Is that what we're doing?
Yes, we are.
Yum, yum, yum.
And then we have Are You Serious with David.
David, you got a joke for us today?
Yes, I do.
And then we have a song from the Swamp Dogs.
Swamp Dogs, the house rock and roll band right here at Studio Arts in Hornsby. And we've got Ben and Now, a history with Ben. And much more. Okay, are we ready to get into it?
Yes.
Are we ready to get into it?
Yes.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Now it's time for Are You Serious? Where we find out who's funnier, David or Siri.
Now, man, when they are wedding, but the wedding was a good, but the reception was excellent.
Siri, tell us a joke.
What dish can never be served as fast food? Escargot.
Oh, that's good. What dish can never be served as fast food? Escargot. Escargot. You know what that is?
What's the escargot?
That is a snail.
Thank you.
Have you ever eaten snails before, Camilla?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to eat that, Mark?
No, I'm not eating that either. No.
Let's find out who was funnier. Put your hands up for David. And put your hands up for Siri, if you think Siri was funnier. LaDance put up her hand twice, which you can't do. Hey, David. You're the winner again. David Harris, everybody.
Bye.
Hi, you're listening to the silky sound of Hamish from Studio Arts.
You sound like John Laws.
Get in the scum bucket.
Oh, Cooking with Pickles.
Cooking with Pickles. Pickles, welcome back.
Hi.
And now you've got a recipe for us today?
Yep.
What have you got for us?
It's chicken Kiev.
Ooh, chicken Kiev. Kiev. Is that from Ukraine?
I tried it, yes.
Uh-huh. You're from the Ukraine, aren't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So this is a Ukrainian dish from Kiev. I think. Well, it's all in the name. I assume it's from that area.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Not sure of the history.
Okay.
Take us through the recipe.
It's unsalted butter, parsley, garlic cloves, salt, chicken breast, salt, pepper, egg, cut flour, panko breadcrumbs, and oil for frying. And it's vegetable oil cups.
Beautiful. So you fry it, you pan fry this one.
Yeah.
So you might think a bit of like butter and garlic, sort of slice open the chicken and maybe put it in there.
Yeah.
And then dip it in the egg wash.
Yeah.
And then crumb it with the panko crumbs. Fry it like that. That's good. Normally it goes in the oven here, but I like the sort of the schnitzel kind of vibe that's going for here. Chicken Kiev. So, Pickles, you do a cooking session here at Studio Arts, don't you?
Yeah.
So we've got many creative programs for adults with disabilities right here at Studio Arts in Hornsby. And we've got music, we've got dance, we've got art, and one of them is cooking. And you do that every what day?
It's on the first day and I think Wednesday.
Okay. Hopefully. Beautiful. And what are you cooking this week for cooking? Do you know?
For cooking, I'm not really sure because my chef, It's done cooking with me.
Oh, okay. So, now, what's your favourite thing that you've cooked at Studio Arts at the moment?
I like the eggplant parmesan.
Eggplant parmesan.
And tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Ooh. We usually try and keep it healthy, don't we?
Yeah.
Occasionally, we'll put in a tiramisu or something, yes, like, something that. Like that. But beautiful. Pickles, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Emily.
Hi, Tommy.
And the Big D.
From Studio Arts.
Okay.
Bam! Ben and now. History with Ben. And Ben and now.
You were born in 35?
No.
He's looking pretty good.
Pretty young.
Had a facelift?
I may have had several. You don't know, Loggy.
Gee whiz.
Maybe there were some atoms.
Take me back in time for that surgeon.
Yeah, and there were, so
they haven't got any better.
So the Spitfire was built out of a seaplane. Was raised in the side of trophy, basically. And so it was developed to fight the Germans in World War II. But the other reason I like it is I may be able in the future to get a real pilot on here to talk about actually flying it in an air show.
How was it so revolutionary, the Spitfire?
Engine design, cooling, power production, wing design. So the wing itself is elliptical, right? So it means that the air flows better over the fuselage, and it's a monocoque design. So the fuselage itself basically fits together in tubes. A big tube, and then you put the wings on rather than having, you know, a wood-based design. It was all metal.
So have they even improved now? Have they...
Yeah.
Got better and better and better and better over the years.
So there's more carbon fiber in aircraft now than there were 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about when we would like to go back in time, what era, and David, you. So Ben wants to go to when the Spitfire was built. You wanted to go to when?
1958. Because which came out at the movies, and there was the Bee Gees and ABBA.
The disco era.
Yep.
Would you go back to the disco era, Ben?
I would. I'd probably go and see Led Zeppelin, really. I've been to a Led Zeppelin Masters concert, mm-hmm, which was interesting. In the Opera House, yeah, that was pretty cool.
What about you, Pix? When would you go back in time? So this is Ben's history segment, History with Ben, Ben and Now. When would you go back?
Rock and roll.
You go back and see some rock and roll too. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Oh, yeah. Maybe seeing the Doors back in like the Whiskey a Go-Go or something.
Yes.
Yeah, golly.
Favorite band.
Which band?
The Doors.
Matt, that works here at Studio Arts, right here in Hornsby. Yeah, gosh, that would have been... That's hard to beat, isn't it? Doors
Who
concert back
at... see Sabbath? Anyone wants
Sabbath?
To see Sabbath? Yeah.
You want to go back and witness the first Sabbath?
Yeah.
In Israel?
Or Black Sabbath?
Black Sabbath? Black Sabbath?
No.
Okay. So that's a bit of the Spitfire. Thanks, Ben. So we'll be bringing you a lot of history with Ben. History.
And hopefully in the future, I'll bring a real-life Spitfire pilot.
Hang on, is it history?
He flies it in an air show, but hopefully I can...
Is it history with Ben or the future with Ben?
Message. Well,
we can make plans.
It's flying history.
Oh, there we go.
But,
so we might have a bit of history in
the
future.
I'll message him and see what he says.
That'd be awesome if we could get him in.
And talking to us.
Absolutely.
Anyway, see you guys later.
Nice guy. Champ, champ. Welcome to my thing. Yeah. Not I doodle, I'm a cat. Not I doodle!
We're all here.
Peppa Pig.
And every day is like Valentine's Day with Mark and Louise. Love tips.
Love tips with Louise and Mark.
That's why.
You see, that is correct.
Usually we say Mark and Louise.
It's different way.
I think it's important to sometimes open with the lady first.
I don't care.
I thought that thought our topic today was respect.
Yes.
You don't care about that? We're ladies first.
I don't mind.
What about if Mark was to open a door for you?
Because I like that way.
You like chivalry?
Yes.
Some people might take offense.
Yes.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yes.
How do we navigate through this world?
I think respect is kind of good for everyone here at Studio Arts. It's better to respect for others.
Good point. So, love tips with Mark and Louise. So, every week, you know, we talk about you two.
Yes.
You know, you've been together for so long. How long have you been together?
Still the same.
Still the same as last year?
Yes.
Still the same as the year before?
Yes.
Still the same as 8 years ago?
Yes.
Okay, so you've always been together for about 8 years?
Yes.
Good point. Always good points and always well made on this segment of Love Tips with Mark and Louise. Now, Mark.
Yes.
Topic today is respect. You know, we're trying to convey our message out there of how to form a relationship, keep a relationship, because you guys have been so successful in that. This is why we go to you guys, to how do we keep a healthy relationship.
Yeah, it does.
And one way is
always do here at Studio Arts as well.
Always be respectful?
Yes, very.
Okay. Give us an example of how.
Well, every of respect means for everyone means you always need to respect for others, and everything you can you need to respect, like a friend or other things like friendship, or you need to be nice to your friend and other stuff, and same as couples and relationships and all the stuff is like that as well. Because in part of respect means your heart.
So respect each other in the relationship, but also respect other people, everyone.
Yes.
Friends.
Yes.
Family.
Yes.
What if my friend was, we were just chilling at the beach and my friend went over and, you know, some child was, you know, making an amazing sandcastle and he took 3 hours to build it and he was like, Mummy, look how amazing this sandcastle is. I'm so happy. And then my friend just went over and kicked it over.
You don't feel feeling down or being upset or just being out there.
But should I respect my friend for doing that?
No.
Oh, so don't always give respect.
Yes.
So sometimes give respect. Respect people when respect is due.
I think people get disappointed or...
That's true.
It's called stress or depress or other things in part of respect.
What do you think, Mark?
I think it's friendship and...
Or other things in part of life.
Something like that, all that stuff, yes.
How do you guys show respect towards each other?
Be kind, everyone. Be kind.
I do as well.
You always respect Mark?
I love Mark. He'll always be on my side.
You didn't answer the question.
Well, actually, I think we're just part of the same relationship.
I see respect throughout your relationship.
I think just part of in respect, I think just keep on, get rid of the past, I think.
You let Mark go and do his thing.
Yeah. Well, some we do together.
That's like you don't track each other's phone or anything?
No.
You don't know where Mark is at all times?
Just sometimes.
Oh, so you track his phone?
Mention it.
Does he know that you track his phone?
Well, sometimes we get worried.
Oh, okay. So as long as you both know that, okay, Mark's there going, okay, Louise knows where I'm at. She knows that I'm at the lolly shop, okay? She knows this. But, you know, if he wasn't, but if you were to secretly do that, that's not very respectful.
It's only for emergencies, that's all.
Okay. And you know this, Mark?
I think so, yes.
Does he know or does he think so?
It's just part of where we whereabouts, that's all.
Respect, love tips, thank you very much. Another successful
thank you, Lucky.
Segment there. So every week, tune in to Triple H Radio right here, and we are the Midday Mingle. Studio Arts. Studio Arts is a non-for-profit organisation that provides creative programs for people with disabilities. Love Tips is not one of those programs, but within this, we have this, and we're okay, so
one thing to say.
So thank you. Oh, here we go.
I'm a locker.
Good day, this is Lachlan Jensen from Studio Arts and listen to Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
So far, so trash. Yeah.
Wisdom. Camilla.
Welcome to the Wisdom with Camilla. Take it away.
The Oracle is here to stay. Thank you, Pickles, right there. So the Oracle's in the house. Wisdom with Camilla. Camilla, do you have a quote for us today that is going to inspire us for the weekend?
Man cannot discover new oceans unless he loses sight of the shell.
Man cannot discover new oceans unless he loses sight of the shore. Or woman. Woman cannot, you know, it's interchangeable. Okay. Look at that. That's inspiring. That's good. You know, you sort of... What's that saying? What's that saying, do you think?
I think it's like, I think it's awesome.
Like, you've got to get out of your comfort zone, maybe, you know, to discover new things. What you're used to, the shore, the, you know, where you're from, the culture that you're in. You know, maybe you need to step outside of that to learn from other places, you know. Man cannot discover new oceans unless he loses sight of the shore. Camilla.
Yeah.
You've done it again. You've inspired me. You inspired Pix?
Yes, yeah, that's right.
You inspired David?
Yep.
You're gonna take this to the weekend?
Oh yeah.
Alright, I'm feeling good.
Oh,
inspired. The Oracle. Camilla's done it again. Camilla, everybody.
Thank you. See you next week.
Studio Arts Radio
on Triple H.
It was a great time.
Oh, it was. You have fun, Will?
Yes.
You have fun, Mark?
Yes, I did.
Did you have fun, audience?
Yes.
And we can't hear them. They're on radio. They're probably in their cars going, wow, that was, you know, whatever they're thinking. I'm not going to pretend that they liked it or they didn't. But of course they did. So I'm going to pretend. They all loved it. Are we going to come back next week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yep. We're going to come back next week?
Oh, yeah.
And the week after that?
Yes.
And the week after that?
Yes.
And the week after that?
Too soon.
Studio Arts is a non-for-profit organisation that provides creative programs for adults with disabilities. You can watch us here every midday on Triple H every Friday. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Peace.
You can subscribe to the studio streamers on iTunes or SoundCloud. Or you can listen at studioarts.org.au/studio streamers.
And we'd like to thank CBF for their ongoing support of the Midday Mingle.
Oh, yeah.
So far, so trash. Yeah.